this woman, and you can look her up on Facebook, Denise Chavez Goforth. Now, she's a woman on Facebook. She's married. She's not an astrophysicist. She's not an astronomer. And she has six friends, and they were sitting around thinking, well, if pole shift is going to happen, there must be some evidence of it. Let's arrange to be able to have an hour of this robotic telescope that's available to the public, which most people probably don't even know about. Now, I myself had tried to sign up in about 4 years ago to use the satellite. There's a free telescope that the public can use, and the headquarters for that is in Cardiff, Wales. And they asked me, why did I want the satellite for an hour? And I said that I wanted to take pictures of Planet X next to the sun. And, of course, they never wrote back to me. But Denise didn't say what she was doing. She just said she wanted to take a picture of Saturn. So she took a picture of Saturn, and guess what? I've said on this show many, many times that if you took the solar system out of the sky and laid it on a desk, that the North Pole of all the planets would be pointed straight up. And that's the way magnets are. If you have a lot of loose magnets, they're either going to go end to end, or they're going to line up each other up parallel. And because they're spinning the planets, they line up parallel. So she took a picture of Saturn. Now, I don't know how many of the listeners have taken a telescope or even maybe a really powerful binoculars and looked at Saturn. But remember, the solar system is like a pancake. So Saturn has rings. So when you look at Saturn from Earth, the rings are in the plane of the ecliptic. In other words, the rings of Saturn go from left to right. And all of a sudden, she gets a picture of Saturn where the rings are going up to down or down to up. So they measured it, and Saturn is actually tilted 112 degrees, which is, as you know, 22 degrees past 90 degrees, which is a square corner. So the thing is in the last month, this isn't the only planet. Neptune, Saturn, and Jupiter have all tilted over. They know it's hard to tell so much with Neptune, but there is one way to tell, and that's that you can never see all the planets on one side, but now you can. And likewise, all these moons of these planets should be going across horizontally, and instead they're going vertically in these pictures. And the same is with Jupiter, where the stripes used to go horizontal because it was turning with its north pole up, and now it's shifted over about the same as Saturn, and the stripes on
almost like a 30 degree vertical shift.
No, more. So now what you've got is you've got in the last month. This means since the end of October, you have 6 weeks. You have three of the nine planets in our solar system have had pole shift. Now, has NASA mentioned that?
Of course not.
I'm listening. I don't hear anything.
not a pin drop. Not a pin drop, Gordon. Because the reality is, like I've said, they will never state anything other than what they are told to state.
Right. Now, Zeta Talk picked that up. I mean, this is original research. This is what your listeners should all be doing, is saying, you know, I'm going to look into this myself. And she looked into it, and she got permission to use a robotic Earth telescope that once you get, I don't even know where it is. I don't know what telescope it was. But the point is, she got a picture of Saturn, and it's doing what it shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And, you know, I was talking to this amateur astronomer who I love, a William Conrad Zeiderveld I think he's in North Dakota now, and he's an expert on this. And he's been on many radio shows, and he said, look, if three of the nine planets just had pole shift, two things. What's the next planet to have pole shift, and how long is it going to be before it happens? Well, the answer to both are, it's Earth and soon.
Well, and you know, Gordon, I agree with you because I've been stating the same thing. You know, and in the confusion of all this, see, it's always the confusion. It's the it's either two things. People confuse facts, so they'll try and like cram, you know, they'll try and take other aspects of something and cram it all into one thing. And for instance, the 2012 Mayan calendar, Doomsday. So that, I mean, the History Channel ran with that thing for, I mean, years they ran with it. And you scared the bejesus out of people when the reality was that wasn't the fact at all.
Right, and they've been showing the movie 2012 for a week now, at every opportunity and all these other things. And look, there is some truth in that. The elite are trying to escape the effects of this. There's no doubt about that.
Well, you and I both know they built the underground bases. They built the giant sea vault on one of the top of the biggest mountains in Norway.
They're trying to have private spaceships. They're trying to have bases on the moon and Mars. All of which has failed, by the way.
Yes.
So there's some of these things, it's like, I guess you could say, even a stopped clock is right twice a day. So a lot of these things that people say, they've got some truth in there. Now, you talk about December 21st, 2012 on the Mayan calendar. Well, there's three Mayan calendars.